Armored Cartel Convoys Clash for Control of Unfenced Texas Border Section. By Cartel Chronicles on July 17, 2020. Convoys of cartel gunmen and armored vehicles clash regularly in and around the border cities of Miguel Alemán and Camargo, immediately south of Starr County, Texas. The shootouts are spreading fear locally as rivals fight for a section of the border without any fencing. For several weeks, the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas has made a systemic push east into the area known as La Ribereña, gaining more ground with each day. The organization spent months to wrest the territory from the Metro's faction of the Gulf Cartel. Most of the fighting occurs around remote ranch lands away from the city. However, the bloodshed recently intensified as CDN launched almost daily incursions into populated areas. La Ribereña features approximately 46 miles of borderlands without any fencing and shallow sections of the Rio Grande. It is known as the crown jewel of the Gulf Cartel because of historically lacking of border security measures. The region is also seeing a dramatic spike in smuggling activity despite the pandemic. The fighting for the Ribereña continues to escalate as CDN gunmen deploy armored trucks outfitted with high-powered weapons and explosives. Rival armored convoys are clashing deeper into populated areas, causing more innocent bystanders' deaths or injuries. Hashtag Ojo, hashtag Miguel Alemán, hashtag Tamaulipas. Otro video. La noche del viernes y las primeras hours de este sábado se enfrentaron a balazos el Cartel del Noreste versus Cartel del Golfo en Los Guerras y en Los Orillas de Miguel Alemán. Mientras el gobierno mxyl agotam están callados como momias. pic.twitter.com/qcwnhym7pv. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, July 13, 2020. Last month, cartel gunmen shot at a family driving home from visiting a dying relative at a hospital in Miguel Alemán. Two family members died while two more sustained serious injuries. The local mayor denounced the violence and asked President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to not forget about the people living in the crossfire. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by AC Del Angel from Tamaulipas and Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.